share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The accused in the infamous Bella abuse case of Sidi Bainan Ahd Razali has filed a suit against the Federal Territory Social Welfare Department, JKMWPKL, on behalf of the Rumah Banda Kuala Lumpur Welfare Organization for a court order to reopen the shelter. Sidi Bainan, who is also the chairman of Rumah Banda, is seeking an order from the defendant to remove the seal notice issued the 12th of July 2021 so that the organization can use the premise at Taman Setapak for other purposes than as a care center. Furthermore, the suit also seeks to claim costs and other relief deemed fit by the court, as the sealed notice from JKMWPKL was allegedly made not in accordance with the administrative principles and law. The suit further claims that the sealed notice, which stated that Rumah Banda at Taman Setapak will be closed under Section 16A, 1, of the Care Centers Act 1993, was done unfairly, as though Rumah Banda was not registered under TAE Act, the department knew that the shelter was still in the registration process. As reported by national news agency Bernama, Rumah Banda filed the suit through Messrs. Asaya Abid Jalil Law Chambers at the Magistrates Court in Kuala Lumpur on 7 June 2022. The suit named JKMWPKL as the sole defendant. Sidi Bainan Ahd Razali, left. Previously, Rumah Banda received a RM 5000 compound notice under Section 21A and Section 24 of the Care Centers Act 1993 on 20 April 2022. Subsequent to that, the shelter paid the compound full a few days later on 25 April 2022. Sidi Bainan asserted, as the chairman of Rumah Banda and representing committee members, I promise that if the court gives an order to remove the seal notice, Rumah Banda and I will not use the premise as a care center until it is registered under Section 10 of the Care Centers Act 1993. The Rumah Banda chairman also said that she was disappointed when she was informed by the Welfare Department enforcement officer that the organization could only be opened by way of a court order, although the compound had been paid in full. Sidi Bainan said Rumah Banda still has to pay a monthly rental of RM 2,800, despite the premises being vacant since the sealing action on 12 July 2022. The suit will be heard before Magistrate Noor Saifika Norinda on 22 June 2022. What do you guys think of this latest development in the Rumah Banda case? Share your thoughts with us in the comments. Also read. Bella's abuse case. Trial continues today. Rina Harun reminds Masians to respect court proceeding. Source. Bernama. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.